14, I believe is where, 1 Corinthians 14. Let's take a poll in here tonight real quick, get some congregation interaction. Who would say that God should be in charge of everything? Amen. Who would say that God is this book? Amen. Who would say that means we should follow everything this book says? Amen. There's just some real good wisdom, teenagers. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, your Bible says in verse number 33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. What? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man thinketh himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Verse 38, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Verse number 40, let all things be done decently and in order. Lord, I thank you once again for another day of life. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be in your house tonight. I'm undeserving and unworthy to be here. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for us this week at camp. Five souls saved, Lord. Doesn't matter what else happened. The only thing that matters is that you came there and you convicted hearts and that you changed lives. Lord, you know the position that I am standing in tonight. You know that I am nothing without you, and I need you tonight, Lord. I pray that you'd fill me with the power of God. I pray that you'd hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Lord, I love you. I love you no matter what. It's in your son's holy name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. As I prepare to preach, most of the time as I study, even in my devotions, some in the mornings when I'm just reading, sometimes the Lord will give me thoughts here and there, and I will sometimes write stuff down, write sermons down, and I got into a real bad habit of sometimes I'll write sermons and I'll look at them and I'll think, after I know that the Lord gave it to me, I look at it and say, no, I don't know if I should really say that or really do that, you know. And then I finally reached a point where I said, you know, the Bible is the Bible. Like it or not, the Bible is the Bible. Like it or not, truth is truth. Like it or not, God is God. Like it or not, we ought to obey the Word of God. And Brother John Barnhart was up at camp with us this week a couple times, and I sat and talked to him, and one of the things we talked about is how there's an order to everything. I mean, from the beginning of time, I mean, God put everything in order for a reason. Life has to do with order. Nothing works without order. Without order, there's chaos. Chaos happens when there's no order, and we notice here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I read it from 1 Corinthians so that when we jump over to get the spiritual aspect of this from the Old Testament, this is the thought truly comes from the New Testament, and it comes from Paul writing to the New Testament church. Paul saying, God is not the author of confusion in verse 33. And in verse 40, it says, let all things be done decently and in order. Now, obviously, we can take this scripture and it can go 100 different ways. I mean, I could preach 1,000 different sermons on this scripture. Teenagers, I want you to pay attention real close tonight. This world has taught you how to do things out of order. The world has taught you how to do things out of order. They've taught you to put the wrong things as the priority, and they've taught you to put God on the bottom. God should be number one. This book is your path for life. It's your guideline for life. Listen to me carefully. I don't care what any adult in your life does. You read this word, you obey this word. What this word says to do, you do what it tells you to do. This book is your authority above any person. God is in control of your life, and God will bless you more than anything in this world. Order matters. God's more important than baseball. God's more important than basketball. God's more important than the girlfriend, the boyfriend. God's more important than popularity. God's more important than all those things. They're not bad things. I love those things. A lot of guys in our church played sports, did those things. But I'm telling you right now, order matters in your spiritual life. Order matters everywhere in life. The home has order. The church has order. The ministry has order. Your personal life has order. Worship has order. The Bible is written in an order to make sense. It's not written it's not in there chronologically. Why did the Lord do that? Because everything has order. The old dispensations are in the old time. The books back there in the beginning. The new dispensational books are in the front of the book. They're there towards the end. Everything God does is in order. Brother John Beck is a man that I've had the opportunity to be raised around. Long before he came to this church, I went to my old church, and he was there, and I learned a lot. I've never told him this, but I learned a lot from him, watching him. He's not perfect. He's made mistakes. He told y'all that he made mistakes a couple weeks ago. But one thing that I've watched him, and I have said, if I want something from him, I want this. I've watched him, and he's very careful with making sure he does everything in order to a far extent. He told these boys at camp, you know, if you're not married, you really shouldn't even hold hands with those girls. Controversial topic. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. But what I'm saying is he makes sure that they're where they're supposed to be, even if that means making yourself uncomfortable. Make sure that you're in order and doing what God wants you to do. If you have your Bibles, I hope that you do. Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter number 13 tonight. We're going to take a spiritual application from this story. I'll be honest with you, I wanted to preach anything but this tonight. And every time I was reading, everything I looked at, it was the same message over and over again. Because I realized everything has order. Everything in your Bible has order. Every story makes sense. Every story has a purpose. Every battle has a purpose. Every letter has a purpose. I wish Paul would write a letter to us right about now. 1 Chronicles, we're going to be looking at some things in chapter number 13, but in chapter 15, verse 13, your Bible says, "For because ye did not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order." We all know the story here. For those of you that don't, it's the Ark of the Covenant. It's the new cart they just built. Ark of the Covenant goes to fall. A man by the name of Uzzah reaches out of good intentions. Good intentions mean absolutely nothing in the story, obviously, because graveyard dead, Uzzah dropped right there. Why? Because God said, don't touch it. Do what you're supposed to. Stay in order and don't touch it. And he did what he wasn't supposed to. He touched it, graveyard dead right there. David gets mad, he wants to get rid of the ark, and they send it over to some guy's house, Obed-Edom gets all the blessings of God. I want to glean some things from this scripture tonight. They're transporting here the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is a representation of the Holy Ghost himself. The Ark of the Covenant is a representation of God. He is the presence, he is the power, it's the prosperity of God. It is everything you need in life. It is the most important thing you need in your life. Listen, some of y'all got saved this week. That's just the beginning. Amen. Now it's time to have the presence of God in your life. You chose to get closer to God this week. That's just the start. Now you choose to have the Ark of the Covenant. You choose to have the Holy Ghost residing near you. You choose to be around the people you're supposed to be around. You should desire the presence of God. But in order to be around the presence of God, listen to me closely, because even adults mix this up, there is an order to everything. There's an order to everything. God's first always. God is first always. Let's notice some things that happened that we can learn from in our lives. Chapter number 13, your Bible says in verse number 4, "And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people." For sake of time, I really wanted to read chapter 13, 14, and 15, but that would take a long time to read those chapters. So, what happened was they had to transport the presence of God, which is like you walking in life. It's a spiritual application. You need to make sure that it is with you everywhere you go. Okay? You need to make sure it's with you everywhere you go. So they go to transport it, and it falls off this cart. God told them, don't touch the Ark of the Covenant. Uzzah touched it and died. But why did all of that happen? Go back and read the beginning. They changed the way that they made the cart. God told them very specifically, make it this way, do it this way. Just like everything else in life, the home is ran this way. Lord, give me liberty. Everything is to be in order. In my life, in pastor's life, in this church, everything is to be in order. The cart fell apart because it was not in order. What do I learn from this? I learned that some things need to fall apart. There are some plans that need to fall apart because it's your plan, not God's plan. It's your plan, not God's plan. Well, it will never work like that because it's not the way that I wanted it. And then God puts his stamp on it and you choose to still be upset because, see, this is what David did. God killed Uzzah because God told them exactly how to do it. They disobeyed. A man has now died. David says, you know what? I don't even want the ark anymore.
Right.
I don't even want it anymore. Listen, this is a good lesson. Go ahead and put things in order now. And it will save you a lot of heartache. It'll save you heartache when you get in your early 20s. It'll save you heartache. Ask anybody in this building that has walked with Christ. Go ahead and put things in order now. A man has now died in the scripture because things are out of order. And then you will have the opportunity to do what David did. He said, all right, this is how it's going to work. Then I don't want anything to do with it at all because I know I was the one that did it out of order. I was the one that did it out of order, but now that God's punished me for that, I just want rid of it altogether. That's what we do as Christians. That's what I do as a Christian. Sometimes I want things done my way. God smacks me in the face, and I say, well, I don't even want to do it anymore. And then I realize, Lord, I'm sorry. I did it out of order. What was the order of this new cart? Verse 4 of chapter 13 says, and all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. They did what was right in their own eyes. I don't know who it was at camp this week. It was either Brother John Barnhart, or I think it may have been Brother Bobby Hobbs. One of those pictures, T, was sitting down with Brother Barnhart. I remember now. Brother Barnhart was the one that told him. He said, look, Lucas can give you a lot of advice. And I can give you a lot of advice, and we can help you, but you need to do what's right in the eyes of God. You need to seek counsel from God. Listen, I can only do so much for you. I can only do so much for you. You have to choose to put God first. You have to choose to put things in order. We see some things in the story. I learned that sometimes plans fall apart because it wasn't done right. Sometimes plans fall apart because it wasn't in order. Sometimes we need to learn that some places need to fall in as a learning experience. See, this cart broke because they built it with their own hands. Listen, you can only hold up what you build spiritually for so long in your flesh. You can't fake being a Christian, guys. You can't build this false reality of, look how good I am, worship me, I'm living. It has to be real. It has to be in the order of God's intended. It's not always easy. The Bible has some harsh standards. But you have to let God build it. It has to be built on a solid foundation. I've watched people for years hold things up in their own hands. Then all of a sudden everything falls apart. They're like, why in the world would it fall apart? Why in the world did it fall apart? Because you were in control and not God. You were in control, not God. That's why it falls apart sometimes. That's why it doesn't work out all the time. Man, I'm telling you, I could hear this drop on the floor right now. I mean, Pastor, if I'm wrong, you can stop me at any point and correct me, but this is just Bible truth. Amen. This is straight from the Word of God. Some plans need to fall apart. Some places need to fall in. Learn how to let God lead some things and take care of things. What is God's plan is what matters most. See, you guys got plans. Some of y'all have already graduated. Some of y'all are about to graduate. Make sure you follow God's plan and not your plan. Maybe God doesn't want you to go play Duke basketball. Slim. He said he's going to give me his NIL check and I'll be a millionaire. Make sure your plan that you choose to go with is God's plan. It's not always the easy plan. Sometimes you got to give up what you enjoy in the flesh. Give God what God wants from you. And then God will take you and God will raise you up and God will teach you and God will put you exactly where he wants you and God will bless you more than anybody in this world could ever bless you. Amen.
God loves you more than anybody in this world. Please take heed. Put the things in your life in order. Amen. Make sure that God is first. Make sure you understand that being faithful to church matters. Make sure you understand that reading the Word of God matters. Go ahead tonight and give your whole heart and life to Christ. Amen. Not just I'm saved, but Lord, I will give you everything. Amen. I didn't do it till I was 17. Some of y'all are younger than that. You might as well just go ahead and do it early. Might as well just go ahead and say, Lord, take it all. Have it all. Make sure you put those things in order. We see a couple things in this story. Now, this story is in multiple scriptures. We can get this story from 2 Samuel, which is actually where I was originally going to go from, but the Lord pointed some things out here to me. We see in this story the person. The person that dies from touching the ark, is the name is Uzzah. Reaches out, touches it. God kills them because they're out of order at that point. Well, a little Bible knowledge for you. The word Uzzah means her strength. That's what it means. That's what that word means. It means her strength. Let me give you a secret. God doesn't need your strength. God don't need none of our strength. God don't need me. God don't need Pastor. God don't need any of y'all. God don't need you, Brother Tom. God don't need you, Brother John Beck. God don't need none of us. But you better thank God that He wants us.
Amen.
And when we choose to give it to Him, you better give it all to Him. You better get it in order, get it straight, and understand that you cannot do anything in your own strength.
Amen.
Listen. You can put things in order and be older spiritually than some of the adults in this building tonight.
Amen.
Some of you all are almost already older than some of the adults in this building. It don't matter how long you've been saved. When's the last time you read the Bible and you understood that, hey, my life's not quite in order right now? This comes to all of us. I'm about to be a dad. I've been praying, Lord, teach me how to be a father. Teach me how to run my home. Teach me how to love my wife. Teach me how to lead the way that I'm supposed to lead. Teague mentioned my wife helping out a lot. You know, this sounds really aggressive, but one of the biggest blessings is my wife is submissive.
Amen.
Oh, you're mean. That's Bible.
Amen.
I don't whip her. I don't beat her. I love her to death. I mean, I'm pretty confident. If you ask her, I take her opinion into account. Sometimes she tells me I'm an idiot, but sometimes she knows better than I do. That's just the truth. And I realize, I'm like, you know what? You're right on that. But she does what I ask her to do. She follows me. You know, there's some people that are so out of order, they hate to watch people be in order.
Yep.
Well, just disobey your husband. I can preach it now, I'm married. I was raised in a house where my dad was the authority of that house. Mama obeyed daddy. This is old school stuff, Miss Karen. They don't like it no more. They don't like it. Everything is to be in order. Everything is to be in order. You can't put a car engine together out of order. It won't run. And when you put it together in order and it does run and people say that's out of order, well, obviously it's not because it's running. We've gotten to a point in the churches where when things are done right and God does put His stamp on it, people still say that's not right. Why? Because you are out of order. Out of order. Don't you hate when you go into a bathroom at a gas station and you walk up to the door and it has a sign on it that says, out of order? Don't you hate it when you go to a vending machine and you go to put your quarters in and it's supposed to be a dollar, okay? And it says 25, 50, 75, 75, 75, 75. That machine just ate your money because it's out of order. What do we do? What do we do when a bathroom's out of order? My bathroom in my house right now is broken. Brother Phil, I need you to come over there and fix it for me. What do? We get somebody to come fix it. How do you fix the things in your life that are out of order? No person can fix it.
Right. That's right.
People can help lead you.
Yeah, right. Right.
And guide you and point you in the right direction, but only God can fix it.
Amen.
I think every one of us tonight need to ask ourselves, you are controlling your husband, you're out of order. If the kids run your home, you're out of order. If you're not faithful to church and put God number one, you are out of order. You are a toilet that needs to be fixed. You are out of order. That's why the pastoral authority matters so much. You can't run to me and run to someone else and run to someone else. You know what I tell people? I say, I'm not the pastor. I'm not the pastor. I don't make that decision. There's some people that think that they just get to make all the decisions. That's called being out of order. Out of order. The order is, y'all live at home with your parents. Your parents are in charge of you. You are to respect your parents no matter what. Now, obviously, if they're telling you to do things that are straight up against God, that's a different story. But to respect your parents is to be in order. And I know most of y'all's parents. And all of y'all, most all of y'all are to be respectful. You are to obey. You are to be in order. You are not right with God. You are not right with God if you are out of order. This is the Bible. I've given no opinion tonight. This is the Word of God. If you're out of order, get it right. If you're out of order, I don't care if you've been out of order for 20 years. Well, this is just how we've always done it like this. It's still out of order. Being out of order is being out of order. The toilet ain't never going to work the way it's supposed to work if it's broken forever. You got to get someone to fix it. Why don't you open your Bible, read the Word of God, let God fix what's out of order. We see the person, Uzzah, meaning her strength. God don't need your help. Why don't you just let God handle things and take care of things? That's a hard one for me. It's a hard one for me growing up, being taught how to work hard and take care of myself. It's hard for me sometimes to let go and say, Lord, you can handle this. I want to handle it in my flesh. I want to handle it by myself. But Lord, you'll take care of this. I know that you can take care of this. It's hard. It's not always easy. We see Uzzah. We see the person. And then we see the problem. You say, well, you already talked about the problem. It wasn't just the fact that it was out of order. The next problem after that was, after Uzzah died, David got bitter. Well, it was supposed to work. We did the best we could. You did it out of order. Do it right. Get it fixed. Amen. So instead of getting it fixed, David said, I don't even want it no more. You know, that's what we do as Christians. You're living out of order. Your life's in chaos. You wonder why nothing good came from it or happened with it or nothing like, nothing, no good, warm, fuzzy feeling is with you. It's because you're out of order. And then the preacher gets up and tells you this is vital and you're out of order. And instead of getting it right, you choose, I'm just going to be mad about it.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I did the same thing. But why did he preach that to me? Peyton preached that camp a message that hit me right in the heart. Well, Lord, why didn't he just preach right at me?
That's what we do. We get bitter. You know, there's no better feeling in the world than being right with the Lord.
Amen.
There's no better feeling in the world than having fellowship.
There's no better feeling in the world than when Boaz got Ruth over there in that field and fellowshiped with her and gave her all the things that he gave her. There's no better feeling in the world than being right with God. You know what I've learned, preacher? I've learned that it don't matter who's mad at you. When I'm right with God, everything's all right.
That's exactly
right. Everything's all right. Be mad at me. I really don't care anymore. Hate me. I really don't care anymore.
The reason you hate me is because everything I said is that book and you're out of order.
We see the problem. David gets mad. Doesn't even want the ark no more. Instead of saying, okay, we've messed up. Let's go back. Let's make this cart the way God told us to. Let's do it the right way. Instead of doing that, he decides to just mope around and whine. He complained, go tell all of his friends, poor, pitiful me, all of that. Sends the ark over to somebody else. Then he learned real quick when Obed-Edom started getting all the. I can picture Obed-Edom. He was one of those bodyguards over there. Didn't have much.
construction guy, so he didn't make much money. I could picture him out in the field somewhere working, his wife coming out there and being like, "Hey, honey, someone dropped off like $400 worth of food on our porch. Where'd that come from? Hey, honey, someone just parked a 2026 Chevy Silverado in our driveway and said, 'Hey, this is yours.' Where'd that come from? Came from God, because the Ark of the Covenant represented God. And the blessings flowed where he chose to send that." You know what David had to realize? He had to realize, you know what? It wasn't the Ark that was the problem. It was me. He couldn't blame Uzzah. He couldn't blame anybody else. David was the one that was wrong. It's hard to take responsibility. I'm responsible for just a few things in this life, and it's hard to take responsibility. I'm the one that stands before God about the camp we just went to. I'll stand before God. He'll say, "You were the one that took them to camp. You were the one that was to make sure everything was supposed to be the way that it was." I take responsibility for that. You know, sometimes it's hard to admit fault. Humanly, in the flesh, naturally, it's hard to admit fault. But not only do we see the person and the problem, but we see God's plan. It always comes around. David admits his fault. In chapter 15, verse 13. For because, see, in chapter number 13, they were doing the right thing the wrong way. Doesn't matter how right what you're doing is. If it's out of order, then it's out of order. And then we get over to chapter 15, and they're doing the right thing in the right way. But David admits to fault, and David chooses to correct it and fix the fact that he was out of order before anything happened. Verse 13 is where it says, "For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us." God came against us because, why? "For we sought him not after the due order." Amen. You want things to make sense? Do it in God's order. Amen. You want things to flow smooth? Do it in God's order. You want things done right? Do it in God's order. Order matters. You know how you know if you've done it in the order of God? God will put his stamp on what you chose to do out of the will of God. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I went to a meeting one time, and one of my mentors in life was preaching this meeting, and he preached a message that was really mean, and a bunch of people said, "That wasn't right. You shouldn't have preached that." Well, 5 people got saved, so how are you going to tell them it was wrong? That's Bible. God puts his stamp on what's done right. You choose to get upset when you're out of order and God doesn't bless you. In Psalms 119, I'm going to hurry up. I'm going to be done. This is just for the teenagers. I encourage y'all, be sure to read Psalm 119. It's a good chapter. You can see a lot of things and learn a lot of things. It says, how can a young man make sure that his way, the walk, the life is undefiled? You want your life to be undefiled? You want your life to be protected by God? To walk with Christ. Go highlight all of Psalm 119. Psalm 119 teaches us some things. It teaches us that we must heed to the word of God. Heeding to the word of God is not just reading it and listening to it. Heeding to it is saying, that's what it says, that's what I'm going to do. That's what heeding is. That's right. That's what the Bible says. It's not easy, it's not comfortable, but this is what I'm going to do because this is what the Bible tells me to do. That's heeding to the word of God. It tells us to give our whole heart to God. God doesn't just get 85%. He wants 100%. He wants everything. It's not easy, it's difficult. God wants everything. Give him your whole heart. All of us need to give God our whole heart. When's the last time God had everything of you? You were completely emptied and humbled and said, "Lord, take me, use me, have all of me." It tells us to hide the word in our heart. "Thy word have I hidden in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." Don't just read it. Comprehend it, hide it in your heart. That'll help you heed to the word of God. Knowing what God says. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Knowing that, hiding it in your heart, choosing, this is something that I know that my Bible says This is something that I know that I'm supposed to do. Amen. And then read those books, those New Testament books of how Paul puts everything in order. Say, Lord, help me to make sure that I'm in order. Help me to make sure that I'm doing what's right. It tells us to heed to the word of God, to give him our whole heart, to hide the word in our heart. And it tells us over and over again in Psalm 119 to be teachable. Being teachable is so important. You can ask my wife. I call men that I trust all the time. I sat down with Sean McDaniels today. I said, brother, I need to learn. I need to know how to do this. I call pastor friends of mine. I say, what am I supposed to do here? I'm not perfect. I don't know what to do all the time. Being teachable is extremely significant in your Christian life. Lord, teach me. Lord, show me. Don't just get in your mind. Don't think about everybody else all the time. Just think about yourself. Say, Lord, teach me what I'm doing. Show me. Guide me. I need that. We all need that. We all need to be led and guided by Christ. And there are some things that, as a church, these teens need to see. One of those things is, I think preacher would agree with me, they need to learn and see things that are done in order. We need to show them what needs to be done in order. Families, homes, parents, adults, the elders of the church needs to be done in order. They need to see, hey, this person has been blessed by God. Why? Because they did things in order. They did things the way they're supposed to be. These teenagers don't need fake, I'm a perfect Christian. What y'all don't know is they see right through it. Because they tell me about it. They see through your facade. Okay? They need real.
Amen.
They need to know that we make mistakes too. They need to know that we're not perfect. They need to know that it's not my glory. I didn't save anybody this week. I actually didn't even ask anybody, hey, do you need to be saved? God can handle all that. God can take care of all that. These teenagers need to see something real. Why is it so hard not to see something real? Because there's a lot of things out of order. We set things in order, these teenagers will stick around and see something real. We put things in order, these teenagers will love God a lot more. They'll see what God can do. You want your home to be peaceful? Get things in order. You want your life to be more peaceful in the church? Get things in order. God is a God of order. I think tonight we can all ask ourselves, am I in order? And I would probably venture to say every one of us has something that we can say, you know, it's out of order. I need to make sure that God is really number one in my life. Lord, I thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Lord, I'm undeserving and I'm unworthy of the blessings that you've bestowed upon me. Lord, I pray that you would send the Holy Ghost conviction this building tonight. Lord, I pray that these teenagers would learn what it means to be in order with you in their life. Lord, I pray that they would choose to put you first and choose to dedicate their life and give everything to you. Lord, if there be anybody in here that knows, and God, you have told them that there are some things out of order, Lord, I pray that they would choose to give up their pride and come down to an altar and say, Lord, I need to set some things in order. I trust you, Lord. I'll give you the glory and the honor for everything. It's in your Son's holy name I pray. Amen.